So we learned yesterday, we're learning Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph today, and we're going to stop in Chav Fei Amud Beis from the Gemara. Now the Mishnah wrote down three shittas. So what's in the Torah Mefurish is that if someone sells, someone's makdish a stei achuza, and then someone else redeems it, the halacha is that Vayevel goes back to who? Goes to the Kahanim. That's a first pasuk in the Torah. It says that if you sold the sadat lish acher, and you know if it was the hekdesh sold to someone else, then Yevel goes out to the Kahanim. What's the halacha if no one is goyalit? You know, if the owner himself is goyalit, of course he keeps it then. If no one is goyalit, what's the halacha? Three machlekes. According to Rav Yehuda, the Kahanim get it, but they have to pay for it because the hekdesh has to make money. According to Rav Shimon, they get it without giving you money. Rav Eliezer holds, it stays by hekdesh and does not go to the Kahanim. So let's start the Gemara again to see the reasoning of Evi Mandi Yama. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's Psham Rav Yehuda? That Kahanim get it, but they have to pay for it. Gomai Kodesh Kodesh Mikdash Bayis. He learns out from Makdash Bayis, just like Makdash Bayis, when someone is Makdash a house, the only way to redeem it is with money. Same thing by Stei Achuza, you only redeem it with money. So if someone else redeems it, and then it comes to Yevol, so there's someone else, he got money, he got redeemed already, so then it goes to the Kahanim. But if no one redeems it, it has to be redeemed like upon him. It has to have a pidyon, and that's what you learn from Makdash Bayis. That's where Huda holds, that even when no one is paid it, then it comes to Yevol, the Kahanim get it, but they have to be paid it. Rav Shimon Gomer Kodesh Kodesh from Kifsei Aseres. Learns that from carbon to Kifsei Aseres. There you get it for free. Mala halom v'chinam v'kam v'chinam. It's like there it's for free. Here it's every carbon. You get it for free. Here also it's for free. Rav Huda Nami Nail of Kifsei Aseres. Why don't you learn from Kifsei Aseres, from the carbon of Kifsei Aseres? Why don't you learn out? So who says Pasha? Donim Kachi Bedegabayis. From Kachi Bedegabayis. Learn Kachi Bedegabayis from other Kachi Bedegabayis, which is Makdash Bayis. Main Donim Kachi Bedegabayis from Kachi Mizbech. You don't learn out from Kachi Mizbech. Rav Shimon Nami Nailith Makdash Bayis. Rav Shimon, who learns out from Kifsei Aseres, why didn't he learn out from Makdash Bayis? Donim Dovish Vatonel Kahanim. You learn out things that are Vatonel Kahanim, Dovish Vatonel Kahanim. Because we find that Kifsei Aseres is a Vatonel Kahanim, it's a carbon. And also, Stei Achuza also is a Vatonel Kahanim. When someone else is paid it, Shul goes to the Kahanim. So you learn these both things of Shaykhs to the Kahanim, you learn out one from another, that's for free. You don't learn from Makdash Bayis, which has no Shaykhs to Kahanim, so you don't learn out from there. Because when someone's Makdash Bayis, it never goes to the Kohen. So therefore, you don't learn out from that. It's not what you learn out from. Zokta, we explained the Mishnah Vayit to Rabbi Eliezer. Everyone tried to concentrate as much as you could. It's a hard Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer Loi Nichnosim Veloi Noistim. The good thing is, if you get Amud Aleph, then Amud Beis is very easy. Loi nechnasim, loi nechnasim. Releza says that the loch is, if you're not poida your hektish, you know, before Yevel, it doesn't go to anyone. You can still be poida after Yevel. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Loi nechnasim, loi nechnasim, and it says it's called sod retushin, and you could be poida until next Yevel, until next Yevel, you know, as long as it goes along. Now, what's Pshar Rav Eliezer? I'm a rabbi, my time with the Rav Eliezer. Zokta Gemara, Amakra. The pasuk, I read the pasuk in the real pasuk first, and I'll say how we make the drasha. The pasuk says, "From lo yigal asada, if the owner does not redeem this field, v'emacha asada l'shacher, or if it was sold by hektash to someone else, lo yigal, it can't be redeemed anymore. V'ha asada, but says to be yovel koyish Hashem k'stei achem mekayin tiyach v'zasa. It goes to the kayin. So." The Gemara says, "My time with Rabbi Eliezer." The two dots over here. I'm a rabbi. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. I'm a kra. Lo yigal es asada, lo yigal oid. B'macha es asada v'yisodim teitzim yevil. What Rabbi does is he chops up the pasuk. He says, reads like this: Lo yigal es asada. If the owner doesn't redeem the field, lo yigal oid. He shouldn't redeem it anymore. B'macha es asada. But if he sold the field, you know, if Hector sold the field to someone else, the gizber sold the field to someone else, then v'yisodim teitzim yevil. So he's learning the only time he goes to Yevel, to the Kahanim, is only when someone else redeems it. Because he learns that the whole pasuk of Ahoya Asada says Yevel is going dafka on v'mochar es asada l'ish acher. That's what he learned. Even a pasuk says both things. It says v'lo yigal es asada and v'mochar es asada l'ish acher. Then v'hoya asada says Yevel kayish l'Hashem. He says it's only going on the case of mochar asada l'ish acher. Om ha'abaya sekina charifim hafzik akroi. Like, how do you The Pazim said that.
Every transfer ownership of a Steyachuza permanently to the non-Kayin.
Or stay achuza, they got never could do that. Even if you sell, this is what hectic. Even if you sell a field, it goes back able to you. You never could transfer stay achuza.
Yeah.
Also, the if you makdash it and then someone else deems it, it goes to the kanim. Goes to the kanim. That's the way you get it there. But
you
if
never
you
stay by the third party.
Well, who's the third party? Oh, the person who bought it. Yeah, yeah. Never could stay with him. No, the first there, he never could stay with him. No. Even if he's a kohen, the mishmar said that doesn't stay with him. It goes to the mishmar, the kind of the you know the mishmar that the kohanim are part of. That it goes away. That the mishmar says a havamina that since he's first dibs, it doesn't work. But that the advice doesn't work. So Abaye says that he can't say pshara of the yezer is because there's like according to Rabbah, it's two parts of pesukim. Lo yigal sada, lo yigal oid. Then another part of pasuk, machas sada lish acher, and that it says. Well, your son would say same yovel, you know, to the kain. He doesn't want to learn that because that's chopping up the pasuk. You don't want to do that. Ela abaya, time of the Rav Eliezer like this because we're going to have a drash lo yigal oid, and the only way to learn that drash is Rav Eliezer holds is only if you hold that does not go to kahanim in a case where there was no pidyon by the owner. Let's see it inside. Ela abaya, time of the Rav Eliezer k'detanya. It says in the pasuk lo yigal oid. It says lo yigal. It says, if you weren't with Goyal, you can't redeem it. Maybe you think you can't be with Goyal at all. You can't redeem it at all. If you don't redeem it by Yevil, you can't redeem it at all. Tamalema oid. Let's just speak this out. When someone, let's say someone's makdash a field, you know, the first year of the Yevil, right? So he has 50 years to paid it. He's paid it any of the 49 years. Any of those 49 years he's paid it, what's the halacha? It stays by him, by the owner. He's paid it, doesn't go anywhere Yevil. Let's say someone is paid a stay mikdash. Let's say Reuven had bought something from Shimon, and he's makdash it. What's the halacha? Even if Reuven's paid it, he doesn't get it by Yevil. It goes back to Shimon by Yevil because he only bought it only until that. It's supposed to stay mikneh. So on stay achuzah when you paid it goes for you. Stay mikneh doesn't go. Goes leaves you by Yevil. So here until Yevil, now back to the case Reuven makes his own stay achuzah. So if he's paid it until Yevil, he gets it. After Yevil, if he can be paid it, we said lo yigal oid. We say lo yigal oid doesn't mean he can't be paid it. He could be paid it, but when he's paid it this time. It goes to the Kahanim by Yevil. It doesn't go to him. What? Oy, that's what Oy is. That's what Oy is.
You say
that if he's paid before Yevil, then he gets to keep it. If he's paid it after Yevil, even the owner, it'd be like a stay mikneh that leaves him by Yevil, go to the Kahanim.
Even if it's his
stay achuzah. After Yevil, missed Yevil, then it's a new din. Because that's the pas lo yigal oid. It says lo yigal. So you would think maybe lo yigal means can't redeem it at all. Loch loit, yachol loit, hey, gulash, they'll find out stay mikneh even. Tamla oid. It's not the same. It's lo yigal oid, not the same anymore. What? So it's an extra word, oid. It's oid means not the same like it was. Not the same like it was. Now let's figure out what's going on here. Amos, Elam Biyav Rishon. If he's being paid when you have Rishon, am I in Negelus stay achuza? Am I have it? It's been Negelus regular. It's regular stay achuza. Ella pshita. What are we talking about? Like we spoke out, but Yevil Sheni. It's after the first Yevil. Well, a man. Who is the price of going according to? Elam Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon both hold that by Yevil always goes to the Kahan no matter what. Rabbi Huda holds you have to pay for it. Rabbi Shimon holds you don't have to pay for it. That's in the Mishnah 3 of Machlokes. But the fear of Huda, Rabbi Shimon by Yevil goes to the Kahanim. So what's the case? Laman Elam Elam Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon the Kahanim Nafka. Ella Lav is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ushimami no time with Rabbi Eliezer Mahacha. Abai is saying Hapshad Rabbi Eliezer. He had a pasuk lo yigal oid. He didn't know how to darshan it. Lo yigal oid means there's a new type of pidyon by the owner. It's called that pidyon's only like a stay mikna and a stay chuzah. Well, what's the case? So look at Eliezer. It's a riot to me that by Yevil doesn't go to Kahanim and it's still poidable. You know, after it's still
what? What taka do they do with the pasuk?
That's a good question. The Mara's gonna ask in a second. What the taka do with the pasuk? But Rabbi Eliezer holds this is his makar. That's the abaya. That's abaya holds. That's because what's the case? Let it go, according to Rabbi Shimon.
Even if it goes, even if
Kahanim
goes back to the pasuk at Yevil, right?
Yeah.
Every Yevil it resets.
No. After that Yevil, now it belongs to Kahanim forever. Doesn't reset nothing. Once it goes to Kahanim, it belongs to them. It's their stay achuzah now. No. It belongs to them. By the first Yevil, It goes
Ghana. Non-Kohen buys it, it goes back to the pot.
If a non-Kohen buys it, it goes back. No, it goes to the pot. Yeah, it's still. Or redeems it, and by that first Yovel, it goes to the Kohen, and now it stays by the Kohen forever. Also, stays by the Kohen. Once it goes to the Kohen, it stays by the Kohen forever. So what's the case that the owner is being megoyled after Yovel? What's the case? It has to be. It's a right of Eliezer. Because we said it's a different type of gula. A gula before Yovel, he gets to keep it himself. A gula after Yovel has to go back to the Kohanim. What's the case? So the case was there was no pidyon at all, and it didn't go to the Kohanim. Because Rishim goes to the Kohanim. So that's a right of Eliezer. Break the Gemara Kasha. This is Moshe's Kasha. Batizbara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, hi, Oid, my dar shivay. What if you say a child like you? So what does Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon do with the Oid? Or Taka do with the Oid? Hello, we're going to tweak the drasha, and we're going to say the drasha makes sense. Kuliyama, what's the case? Okamai eskinon, besoda shiyotza lekahanim. A Taka went to the Kahanim on your first yovel. Then what happened after? Now it belongs to the Kahanim. It's theirs now. Hikdisha koyin, the koyin made it hektish. Now, when a kohen makes it hektish, if the kohen himself is paid it, then it goes back to the kohen by yovel. But here, the kohen wasn't paid it. But also, Bailim, the original Bailim, came lemifrika to be paid it. You would think he can't be paid it at all, because once he wasn't paid it in the first 50 years, he can't be paid it afterwards. Even though now it belongs to the kohen, he can't be paid it. He can't do it the same way like before. But it could be girded like a stay mikna. So right now, the problem right now is we're on Pshat of Eliezer, but we have Pshat in Loyigal Oid. Loyigal Oid means that there's a new, you're going into a new zone where when the owner is paid, it's not the same thing. When the owner is paid before Yovel, he gets to keep it by Yovel. When he's paid it after Yovel, he doesn't get to keep it. What's the case? It was both the Kohanim ready. In case of the Kohanim will makdash it. The Kohanim will makdash it. In that case, he went to be paid it, it doesn't go back to him. It goes back to the Kohanim by Yovel. And not even to that Kohen who owned it. It goes back to the group of Kohanim by Yovel. Why? Because here the Kohen was makdash it and then wasn't paid it. So here we go back to the group of Kohanim. So I'm going to bring you a brisa that you see it hypes the pasuk by hektish Kohanim also. I'll bring a rai. Vatanya, it's Tanya Menachus. I'll bring a rai that gives Zezah in the Pasuk and a case for the Kohanim will make the shit. Vatanya went in the Pasuk. And a braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Vishnas ha Yoivel, Yoshev asod lasha kano mitoy. It says, by Yoivel, it goes back to the person you bought it from. Yochel, well, and this is talking about a case of stay mikne. That means, we have to put names over here. Reuven had a stay achuzah from his father. This is Pasuk in the Pasuk. We'll see what the drasha. Reuven had a stay achuzah from his father, and he sold it to Shimon. Shimon has a stay mikneh. Shimon was makdashit. What happens by Yovel? It goes back to Lasha Kanom Ita. That means Shimon was makdashit, and then Levi was paidit, let's say. It comes to Yovel, it doesn't go back to Hekdash, it doesn't go back to Shimon, it goes back to Reuven. Lasha Kanom Itai goes back to the person you originally bought it from, which Shimon bought it from. Vishnas Hayevel Yoshev Asada Lasha Kanom Itai. It's passing in the Torah. What?
Let's say Levi went
Nana
Batanit. And Shimon was
Makashit. Shimon was Makashit, and what happened? Yeah.
And nobody was
Gaila. No, Gaila goes back to Reuven also by Yevel. Yes, yes. Vishnas Hayevel Yoshev Asada Kanom Itai. The reason why I said Levi was paid it because it says Yochel Yachzal Gizbar Shlachemenu. Maybe you give it back to the Gizbar that you bought it from. Tamaloyma, it says in the pasuk, it says extra word, it says Lasha Konomi Itoy Lasha Loy Chuzus Aretz to the one who was the original owner. So Frank the Brisa Yoyma Lasha Loy Chuzus Aretz. Just say that. Ma Tamaloyma Lasha Konomi Itoy. What's his extra words Lasha Konomi Itoy? Zokta Gemara. You know what it's for? It's for Joshua like this, a case like this. And this is going to be a bride to bring a riot to my Imam Kahanim. There are cases like this. Sodosh Yosos the Kahanim. It went to the Kahanim by the first Yovel. Umachra Kayin. The Kayin sold it. He sold it to Shimon. Vekdisha Lekech. And Shimon was Makdashit. Vegala Acher. And Levi was Goyalit. Yochel Tachzal Bailam Rashainim. Maybe now it should go back to the original owner, that the one before the Kahanim. Tamalim Ashakano goes back to the Kahanim, the one you bought it from. And now it doesn't go back to the original owner, original Steyachu's owner. That's what Ashkenaz Meita is teaching us. So here also you see another drasha about Kahanim, that both drashas are similar in a way. They're talking about Kahanim who makdash it or sold it. And there's a half a minute will go back to the original owner, and we're saying it does not go back to the original owner. And the Gemara says, V'itzrich l'michtav lo yigal, V'itzrich l'michtav Ashkenaz Meita. So the drasha lo yigal was for a case where, let's get clear of the case before, that a kohen was makdashit and the bialim was goyalit. So then we say it doesn't go back to the bialim; it goes back to the kohanim in the mishmar. And another case where a kohen sold it and someone else was makdashit and someone else was goyalit also doesn't go back to the original owner. So you need both cases; it doesn't go back to the original owner. What do you need it for? What do you need both psukim that say it doesn't go back to the original owner? You would say, like Hadra Klal, in that case, it's not going back to any owners by Lo Yigal. Because Lo Yigal, the case is that the Kayin was Makdashit and the owner was Goyalit. There it goes back to Hektish. So there's no, it doesn't go back to any owners. So there, it doesn't go back to the original owner. Avahacha, but the case where the Kayin sold it, it's going back to Lashokono Mita. It's going back to the Kayin. Maybe there goes back. Once it's going back already, it'll go back to the Bailam. Avahacha, the Kahadra, the Hadlamar Kamal, it'll go back to the first owner. That it goes dafka to the Kayin who sold it. Because there, the owner is not giving any money there. There, the case was someone else was goyalit, and then it's going back, so having to go back to him. He didn't give any money. Avahacha, the first case in the Gemara, the call Yav Dami is giving money. Take it be a dayu, let it maybe go stay. Since he paid fit, he was goyalit. Maybe just stay by him, even though it was after the second yovel, before the second yovel. Because Shachmana lo yigal, that he does not get it back. Because Shachmana lo yigal, like us, oh, you'd have a mina lo yisifer klal, that the owner can't be paid there at all. It's not the same, not like stay achuza. The gelas stay in front of it because stay mikna. So therefore, we're saying that the shrichas of lo yigal oid and lasha kanoam itay to teach us the bottom line is that when once a hits yovel and kahanim get it, the owner is completely phased out. He's not no shaykhus anymore, and that's a chiddush. Either way, even if he's paid it afterwards, in a case where the coin was maxed and he's paid it, and even if it was sold and whatever it is, either way, the owner, the original owner, is phased out. Once before yovel, he was not paid it. He is done. He lost his dayachuzah forever. That's what comes out from both the drashas. And even though it's going back in a way, he does not get it back. And even if he's paid it, he doesn't get it back. That's all the drashas that we have. Zokta Marmai have a law. So now we don't have Pshat Rav Eliezer. Eliezer holds again in the Mishnah holds that if you makta something and no one is paid it by Yevil, the halacha is, it does not go to the Kahanim. How do you know that? How do you know it doesn't go to the Kahanim? Mai have a law. Amarav Adam Akra, Vayasodah, Vetseisei, Vayevil, it goes to the Kahanim. Hidarshan is only when it's going out of someone's hands, which means someone else was goyalit, then it goes to the Kahanim. But if it stayed by Hekesh all the time, it wasn't a Tseisai, it does not go to the Kahanim.